This is Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor of the Marine Times, looking at what's in the August edition, now in the shops and available online. An industry in crisis is the main front page headline on the August edition of the Marine Times, which says decommissioning will cause job losses and damage coastal communities. Our secondary headline says that the Minister for the Marine is still assessing whether to give the fishing industry a fuel support scheme, which other EU member states have already done. But a month after the industry organisations met the Minister and told him about the crisis it's facing, Minister McConnellogue described that meeting as a productive one, but no decision has been reached. The view in the fishing industry is that the government attitude is not acceptable. There is another issue about attitude rapidly developing all around coastal communities, which the Marine Times has noted. And this is, what really is the attitude towards the fishing industry in the Department of the Marine and the government? Does it want to help, protect and preserve it, or does it want rid of it? Our August edition analyses this, reports on the crisis caused by the huge increases in diesel costs here, where Irish boats are competing with the subsidised fishing boats of other EU member states, and reports the views of the chief executives of the industry organisations about this. They are universally critical of current department and government attitudes towards the industry and the fuel crisis. The fishing industry is in crisis this August. A perfect storm, you might say, faced with the loss of a third of its main fleet. Up to 60 boats are to be removed, broken up, scrapped. The polite word used to describe this in official circles is decommissioning. And it's happening because Ireland suffered so badly in the Brexit deal when the UK left the European Union. Hundreds of jobs will be lost. Coastal communities will suffer heavily. What will be the effect on seafood supplies? Dunmore East in County Waterford is the primary fishing port on the south east coast. John Lynch is chief executive of the Irish South and East Fish Producers Organisation.
But it's going to mean we lose vessels out of the fleet. And we have a small fleet as it is. We can't really, you know, it's not good to see vessels leaving the fleet because we don't have a very big fleet. We only have just over 200 vessels that are over 15 metres. So it's not good news for the fleet. Probably, considering the amount of quota that we lost in the Brexit deal, I'm not a supporter of decommissioning, and we also haven't seen the detail of the scheme. We don't know how if vessels have to leave the fleet, they should be allowed to leave the fleet with a bit of dignity, and we want to see the details of the scheme before we make any real judgment on it. Is it going to be a fair deal for the fishermen, you know, that have to leave the industry because of the Brexit loss? It reduces the camp and our capacity. And we can't bring any extra vessels back into the fleet because we won't have the capacity to do it. And it'll be hard. Like, the smaller the fleet is, the more difficult it is to keep the ancillary industries alive.
John Leach of the Irish South and East Fish Producers. Processors, retailers, boatyards, suppliers to the industry will all be affected, as well as fishing boat crews and their families, by the cut in the fleet recommended by a task force set up by Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue to respond to the damage done by the Brexit deal. Industry organisations were on that group, but told me there was little alternative to reducing the fleet because the government failed to get Ireland a good deal, and because it also failed to force other EU member states to share the burden of Brexit equally. The minister has welcomed EU approval of an €80 million scheme to pay off fishermen to voluntarily get out of the industry. It will, he said, help restore balance between fishing fleet capacity and available quotas and contribute to long-term viability of the seafood sector and coastal communities. But that's not how Patrick Murphy, chief executive of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation in Castletown Bear, West Cork, sees the situation.
Surely if you had a priority list, keeping the boats fishing viably, making sure that the fishermen who risked all went out and put their lives on the line, who are an essential industry, now are not deemed to be, you know, high priority enough.
Patrick Murphy in Castletown Bear Fishing Port. Neither in the Dáil or the national media has much attention been given to the crisis in fishing. Other EU member states are still being given rights to the biggest catches in Irish waters. And another part of that perfect storm is the cost of fuel. It's quite obvious in fishing ports that boats aren't going to sea. They can't afford the cost of diesel. The EU has allowed member states to introduce a fuel subsidy. Other nations have done that. Ireland hasn't. Minister McConnellogue had what he called a productive meeting a month ago with the fishing industry about the problem caused by the Ukrainian war, and told me that he and his department were still assessing the situation. Sean O'Donoghue, chief executive of Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation in Donegal, warns that it's becoming uneconomic to go fishing.
Our message seems to be falling on deaf ears, even though the minister is telling us he's listening. But there's no good listening. We need action at this stage, and we need it immediately. Otherwise, we are talking about we falling over the cliff edge here in terms of being totally uneconomic. The vessels will lose their crews and they won't get them back. So this is a dire situation. I know we have a lot of problems in our hands, but we have to get this fuel issue sorted out, and we have to be on a level playing field with our other European partners that are fishing alongside us in the same waters.
Sean O'Donoghue in Killybegs Fishing Port. Sinn Féin spokesman on fisheries and the marine, Patrick McLaughlin, said that decommissioning is another tragic blow to fishing and coastal communities, and truly shocking for an island nation. Indeed, it's difficult to understand the national attitude to the fishing industry. When did you last hear a major statement about the industry from any of the leaders of the three parties which form the coalition government? Another issue arising for coastal communities is what rights will they have about wind farms in their areas. This is what's becoming known as the spatial squeeze. The Seafood Offshore Renewable Energy Working Group has been set up by Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, to discuss interaction between the seafood and offshore renewable energy industries and other sectors in the marine environment. Captain Robert McCabe, formerly with the Commissioners of Irish Lights, has been appointed chairperson. A. O'Donnell is chief executive of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation, and he was at its first meeting.
The spatial squeeze, as they call it, and as part of that, the sector and had an inception meeting with the new Seafood Offshore Renewable Energy Working Group, and to try and establish some form of constructive engagement and facilitate that between the traditional sector and the offshore renewable energy, you know. Obviously, it's a very worrying time for coastal communities, and particularly on the east coast, where there's significant areas of the seabed mapped out for offshore renewable energy. And the international perspective on that is that the co-location of offshore renewable fixtures, wind farms and so on, are not consistent with fishing or on the same grounds. It's too early to judge, but in the process, It's a really important process, and it's really important that the fishing community has moved centre stage in terms of the engagement and to take account of their concerns.
Spatial squeeze, a subject about which we'll be hearing more, outlined there by A. O'Donnell, Chief Executive of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation. With our regular columnists, the Marine Times provides wide coverage of the fishing industry, the coastal communities and the marine sector generally. The August issue is now in the shops and available online at marinetimes.ie. Tom McSweeney, Deputy Editor, reporting.